From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks continue to rally, on pace to its fourth straight weekly gain after upbeat news this week on housing and business spending. At last check, the Dow was up 183 points at 10,846, NASDAQ up 46 at 2373. But generally, still worries about the overall economy. A new report finds more than half of all Americans face severe economic hardship during the recent recession. But as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, it also finds almost half were able to hold their own.
The experiences of the two groups are so different. The Pew Research Center calls its report One Recession, Two Americas. Among the 55% of people who lost ground in recent years, large numbers say they lost a job, had trouble paying for rent, mortgage, or medical care, and borrowed money from friends or family. The other 45% had almost none of these problems. The difference? A sharp demographic divide. Those hardest hit are disproportionately young, minority, and lack a college degree. Still, the Pew report notes even Americans who fared better felt some impact from the recession. Nearly a third say their finances are worse off. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is condemning a speech at the UN by Iran's leader, saying it was inexcusable for Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to promote conspiracy theories about 9/11. More on this from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
U.S. and European diplomats walked out of Ahmadinejad's speech when he suggested that some segments in the U.S. government plotted the 9/11 attacks as a way to boost the economy and save Israel. President Obama called the remarks offensive and hateful, particularly because they were made in New York, not far from Ground Zero.
For him to make a statement like that was inexcusable. And it stands in contrast with the response of the Iranian people when 9/11 happened.
President Obama was speaking with the BBC's Persian service, part of his effort to reach out directly to Iranians. He said there's nothing inevitable that should cause Iran and the United States to be enemies. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
Floods are again wreaking havoc on parts of the Midwestern U.S. About 1,000 people in Wisconsin still forced to stay out of their homes because of rising waters. Daniel Bramer, who lives in Arcadia, says he's stunned.
I looked outside. We had foot and a half to 2 feet of water, and it was coming in real fast. I woke up my daughter, and I says, we've got to evacuate.
So far, though, there have been no immediate reports of serious injuries. Last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 186 points now at 10,849. NASDAQ up 46 at 2373. And the S&P 500 is up 22 at 1147. This is NPR. In Mexico, another mayor has been executed near the northern industrial city of Monterrey. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports on the ongoing drug-related violence in the region.
Priscilliano Rodriguez Salinas was the mayor of a small town about 30 miles east of Monterrey. He was found gunned down on his ranch late Thursday. Rodriguez is the 10th mayor to be assassinated in Mexico since the beginning of the year. President Felipe Calderón condemned the killing of Rodriguez and blamed it on organized crime. Three other mayors in this volatile part of the country have been executed over the last 2 months. The Mexican federal government has been attempting to purge corrupt police in the state and confront the heavily armed drug gangs. In just two recent shootouts in the area, the military killed more than 50 alleged cartel gunmen. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers took up the controversial matter of a comprehensive immigration plan. They heard testimony from people on both sides of this issue, including comedian Stephen Colbert, who said he wanted to lend his star power to drawing more attention to the fact that he says what undocumented immigrants do on the farm is, quote, really, really hard.
This is America. I don't want a tomato picked by a Mexican. I want it picked by an American, then sliced by a Guatemalan and served by a Venezuelan in a spa where a Chilean gives me a Brazilian.
Not many chuckles from the congressional panel, though. Colbert testified this morning. Here's what's happening on Wall Street. Still seeing strong gains. Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 190 points at 10,845. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.